create some muscle memory with this.
Thank you.
that I'm playing, we're not playing loud enough, or I'm not playing louder than anybody else, the only way to fix it is to take people out of the pot and move them down. The ensemble has to sound like this. You get the sopranos, and we're all in G, so the monophones are kind of the same. Then we get down to the low brass, baritone, euphoniums, contralts. That's the pyramid of sound. And that top part is going to always stick out because of the frequency. And I've said this before, you don't hear car alarms, a house alarm going, whoa, 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 whoa. That's the high. That's what people are going to hear. So they have the toughest part because they have to balance themselves. And there are times where trumpet sections or soprano sections hang them out to dry because they're not providing enough support underneath. Soft, less soft, soft, a little bit loud, a little bit loud, a little bit loud, 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 loud. That's how it goes. I might sound like I'm kidding when I say they're weapons, but they are weapons. How many violins does a normal symphony orchestra have versus how many trumpets do they have? Yeah, you play. You, and don't play. Okay. Let's look at 42 again. does that happen? Can't you feel? It reminds me of when we started this thing back in 2015 or whatever, and we were playing Masquerade. And it was like, think of Karen Carpenter, the way she expressed that melody. That's what we're trying to go for. And moments that I would normally let go if we're just doing three or four measures, but it just came out of nowhere. It was just, the accent was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. It was colorful, and then the articulation, it was like somebody dumped some